Look, this is one of those unfortunate moments where the Second Amendment, look, first, we have it. The right to bear arms, in my view, was never meant to mean individuals could carry a gun wherever, whenever, however. The regulation of the sale and ownership of guns is something that was rightfully understood to be constitutional until extremely recently. The current Supreme Court has given a greater latitude to the Second Amendment than I think is historically appropriate or correct, and I'm deeply troubled by it. I've been a firm advocate of appropriate gun control for, you know, as long as I can remember. Now, look, it's a funny thing. Back in 1994, when I ran unsuccessfully for Attorney General, I ran an ad talking about how we could actually number bullets, and therefore this would be a way of tracing it back to ownership and sale, so we could actually solve crimes. People said, oh, that's not technologically possible. It was back then. It was more expensive. Then now we have it with micro printing, and it's become kind of commonly accepted that we can and should do it as a way of solving crimes. It's the equivalent of DNA in the ordinary criminal context. There are all sorts of things we can do. We should reinstate a ban on the sale of AK-47s and semi-assault weapons. There's no reason. I mean, this is... There's no reason you need magazines that sell 100 bullets. That's not for hunting. It's not the. There's a very powerful ad that was done. We then had, pulling a blank on his name, wonderful kid, graduated from Syracuse, SU, last June, won a Fulbright, was on a cross-country bike tour, and ended up in Aurora in the movie theater, and was one of the victims of that horrific shooting. Has survived. Is now taking, he deferred his Fulbright, and is now spending a year on gun control. And I'm embarrassed I forgot his name, but an amazing kid, articulate, smart, everything you'd want to see in the next generation. And you look at him and you say, and he and others created a TV ad that aired during the presidential debates, basically saying to the candidates, please, talk about gun control. Give us your views. Both, you ask where I differ with the president, they both ran away from it. They both ran away. And I know the politics of this. It's not easy. But I almost would have preferred to see them look into the camera and say, yep, I'm afraid of the NRA. Sorry. Full stop. That's what it is. You know, the NRA is simply wrong at every level. Meaningful gun control is a smart thing.